Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it's time to start the show. It's time to party. All right, so listen. We got four judges up here. They have critical eyes, trust me on that. One is named Jerry Hart.
Jeffrey Hart.
Jeff, okay, same thing. All right, Jeffrey Hart. We got Miss Jane Brown. She has a critical eye. She has no sight, so therefore she has an inner eye. All right? We have Enrique Aline, is it? Aline. We got to roll that R. Aline. And we got Angela Timberlake. Justin's not here, so Angela can. All right? So we got some good judges up here, you guys. And, got another one? Oh. And so we are getting ready to get this party started, get this talent show started, because we got a lot of good talent in this room. And those of you who have not signed up, if you sit there for a while and get some libations in you and think you want to get up here and participate in this, feel free, because we have some good talent. There are prizes you can win. So, you know, get ready. We've got prizes, and I'm not going to tell you what the grand prize is. For those, for that person who wins is going to like it a lot, though. It's, let's just say it's got dead presidents on it. So, there you go. There you go.
Okay.
Up first, we have one of our newest Federationists that joined the Indiana family of Federationists, Miss Kitee Shelton, and she's going to come up and sing It's a Wonderful World.
Yay! You know you can do it now. What a wonderful world.
To grace us with a reading. So let's hear it for Susan.
So I am going to read Hooray for Wadney Wet by Helen Lester. Poor Wadney, Wadney Wet. His real name was Rodney Rat, but he couldn't pronounce his R's. To make matters worse, he was a rodent. A wodent. What's your name, Wadney? Asked the other rodents. Wadney Wat, whispered Wadney. What's another name for bunny? They asked knowingly. Wabbit, he mumbled. And how does a train travel? They winked at each other. A train travels on train tracks, Wadney replied miserably. All of this teasing day in and day out made Wadney the shyest rodent in his elementary school. His squeaks could barely be heard in class. He gnawed lunch alone. And while the other rodents scurried and scooted about at recess, Wadney hid inside his jacket. Then one day, as the rodents were taking turns doing wheelies, a new rodent, a very large rodent, barged into the classroom and announced, "My name is Camila Capybara. I'm bigger than any of you. I'm meaner than any of you, and I'm smarter than any of you." Then she added, "So there." With that, she accidentally, on purpose, elbowed an ear, bumped two noses, stepped on three tails, and lay down on a desk. Fur prickled in fear through the classroom. She sure was bigger than any of them. She sure looked meaner than any of them. Was she smarter than any of them? "What's 2 plus 2? Asked Miss Fuzzleworth. 4, shouted Camila Capybara without even bothering to raise her paw. "And furthermore, 4 plus 4 is 8, and 8 plus 8 is 16, and 243 plus 125 is 368. Later, when Miss Fuzzleworth asked, "What's the capital of New York?" Camila shouted, "Albany, population 295,954. And during science, in answer to the question, "What part of a plant is below the ground?" Camila Capybara danced on her desk and sang out, "Woot, woot, Rudy Toot Toot." Yep, she sure was smarter than them too. They thought. She's smarter than we are, too. They felt very, very uncomfortable. Every afternoon, just before final recess, Miss Fuzzleworth drew a name from her hat to see who would be the leader of their favorite game, Simon Says. She scrunched her eyes and closed them and jiggled the hat. Would it be Harry Hamster, Mini Feet Mouse, Grizzle Fizz Guinea Pig? Could it be Big, Mean, Smart Camila Capybara? Miss Fuzzleworth's paw reached in and pulled out the name of Wadney Wet. The bell rang. There was a wild scurrying for the door, and Camila Capybara was the first on the playground, having trampled the others in her path. To Wadney, she looked especially scary. What would she do when she heard him speak? Breathe capybara breath in his face? Or tie him up in his own tail? Or even pounce on him? The tiny, trembling leader of the game stood before the eager players, his head well inside his jacket and squeaked, "Wadney says, weed the signs." While the other rodents read, "P.S. 142 Elementary School for Rodents," Camila Capybara began pulling up weeds around the sign and wildly flinging them hither and yon till she was clear up to her teeth in dirt. The other rodents began to smile. "Wadney says, wrap your paws around your head." He picked a little pink out of his jacket and saw whap, whap, whappity, whap, whap. Camila was whapping her paws around her head so hard she became dizzy, gave herself a headache, and had to sit down. The other rodents couldn't help giggling. "Wadney says, play wing around the wosey." Camila put up her arms like wings and made an airplane sound. But where was a rosy? And what was a wosey? By now, Wadney's voice was strong and his head was entirely out of his jacket. "Wake the leaves!" Nobody moved. "Wadney says, wake the leaves!" While Harry, Minifeet, Frizzle Fizz, and the others busies themselves raking the leaves, Camila grabbed one leaf. "Wake up!" she yelled. She snatched another. "Come on, you! Up, up, up!" And another, "Rise and shine!" And another, "Boo!" By now, all the other rodents were squealing with laughter. All but Camila, who frowned. "Stupid leaves, they won't wake up." And why was everyone laughing at her? In a voice so strong he had to hold his own ears, Wadney called, "Wadney says, go west!" The rodents collapsed in a happy heap for a rest. "Go west," Camila Capybara, feeling very smart that she could tell directions by the sun, then said, "All right, I shall go west." And then she added, "So there." West she stomped forever. She was gone. And from that day on, the pupils of PS 142 Elementary School for Rodents never teased Wadney again. He was their hero. "Hooray for Wadney Wet!" they cried. "Woot, woot, wooty toot toot!" The end.
I'm not part of the competition because I have no talent. But I got a little humor here for you. Do you know why the farmer's daughter always covered her ears every time she walked by the chicken coop? She didn't want to hear all the foul language. Do you know why you can't play cards on the ark? Because Noah is standing on the deck. Do you know what you call a lazy doctor? Dr. Doolittle. You know what? I got my other son here. He's pretty good at jokes. Jeff, you got a joke here you want to share?
You know what you call an alligator that wears a vest? An investigator. Any jokes, right? Hey, all you accountants, why did the banker seek another job? He lost interest. How did the vacuum die? He bit the dust. What did the tree say to the lumberjack? I'm falling for you. And that's the end of my jokes right now.
I got one.
Oh, all right. What is it?
They all want to get their sight.
Oh. That was good. That was excellent.
I didn't get that one. How much does it take to make an octopus laugh?
How much?
10 tickles.
Oh. 10 tickles. 10 tickles. Yeah, 10 tickles.
What do you call a cow with no legs?
What?
Brown
beef. Or brown shot.
What do you call hell full of Kool-Aid?
What?
Leafy.
Oh my goodness.
You know how you should always watch what you say when you go by a cornfield? Oh, there's a lot of ears in there.
Okay, this is a little out of season, but the season's coming around the corner. You know what you call it? Oh, sorry. You know what the difference is between a snowman and a snow woman is?
What?
Snowballs.
Oh. And on that note, we're going to resume the program.
Whoa.
All right, Flo, who we got up next? All right, Alex, can you make your way up to the front? Alex Gilliam. All right, we gonna have the next Johnny Cash in the house. Alex Gillen gonna sing Johnny Cash. Is that right, Alex?
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. It does. But that train keeps rolling on down to Santa. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy and don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Silly! When they gonna get me out of this mess? I guess I got myself into it. Guess I'll be here for a while. They're not gonna let me have any coffee. I know one thing. I'll bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Really does. Here for 4 weeks now, they can't get rid of me. What am I gonna do? Well, if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. I didn't give anything to hear a dog bark.
Jaden Jordan, our youngest federation, come on up here.
Here's twins Jaden and Jordan singing 1,000 Years.
Hearts beat fast, colors and promises. How to be brave? How can I love when I'm afraid to fall? But watching you stand alone, all of my doubts suddenly goes away somehow. One step closer. I have died every day waiting for you. Darling, don't be afraid. I have loved you for 1,000 years. I love you for 1,000 more. That's it.
Oh.
Call a man with no arms and no legs. Matt. What do you call a man with no arms and no legs and throw him against the wall? Art.
This is one that President Mark Rick Obono said, and I'll share it. How did the toilet paper get across the road?
He rolled off.
Any more? He rolled.
You call a man with no arms and no legs and throw him in the water.
Bob.
All right, next up, we have Mr. Frank Ricks. We call him Fort Wayne Frank. His name, and he's going to sing, It Was a Very Good Year, Frank Sinatra. All right.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, when I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who live up the stairs with all that perfumed hair. And it came undone when I was 21. When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines chauffeurs would drive. When I was 35, but now the days have come. I'm in the autumn of the year, and now I think of my life as vintage wine of old country cakes, from the brim to the dregs. It poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
Frank, up next, Tammy Hollingsworth, can you make your way up? She's going to grace us with the spoken word, and I believe it's about cats. Why must I chase the cat? Nothing but the dog in me.
Since this particular poem by a friend, and when I read it, I laughed so hard I cried. And so I had to share it with you guys. This poem is called Guide Cats for the Blind by Les Barker. The word futile springs to mind. Mission impossible. Yes, that's the attempt to harness for mankind the intelligence of cats. You've made a basic error. Now, let me expound. This master-servant thing's okay, but not that way around. We do not do the faithful subject. We don't do the daily grind. You should never have attempted this. Guide cats for the blind. Give kitties so much trust, and we'll abuse the privilege. You think you're going out? You're opening the fridge. You think I'm trying to help you? I'm not serving man, but Manon. Manon. You think you've gained a faithful friend? You've lost a plate of salmon. I might lead you down the high street. I'll be back when I have dined. We get very, very, very hungry being guide cats for the blind. It can't be very pleasant, of this I've little doubt, to have your head stuck in a cat flap, whether facing in or out. You could be here a day or two. With half of you out in the rain. I've got to go. I've things to do. Maybe I'll pass this way again. A dog would go for help. But cats never do, but cats are not like that way inclined. Cats have better things to do than being guide cats for the blind. Of some matters, I'm ignorant, but this I know for certain. The best place for a blind man isn't halfway up a curtain. And why do they have to be up on a roof at 4 a.m.? It's a perfect place for me, but what's in it for them? It was where I had to go, and he just tags along behind. I don't know why. Only a fool would follow guide cats for the blind. Hang on, not quite done. Almost. Okay. I once met a man called Pavlov. From time to time, he rang a bell. Simple things make humans happy, but I have to say that, well, I found it a disturbance. And, poor chap, I think he knew it, and soon he only rang his bell when I wanted him to do that. Did you ask for assistance? If you did, well, we've declined. Here we are, an oxymoron. Guide cats for the blind. Thanks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have Kimberly Henderson singing Lift Every Voice.
All right, you guys, hello, hello. I thought I had a little podium or something I was going to be behind. Oh, no, I'm holding it fine. Thank you. All right, you guys, this is just a little anthem here, and just wanted to give you a touch of what I like, or used to like to do.
Okay.
Let's go. Lift every voice and sing, till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmony of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of a new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. Thank you.
All right, coming to you live now is Jessica Dawkins. Jessica, take it away, up. Stand the rain, new addition. Here's Jessica.
All right.
Hi, everybody. How y'all doing tonight? Woo! I really can't sing like that, but I like this song, so. and I got good energy, so. Y'all ready? All right, let's go.
She was referring to Jesus. So I'm going to put Jesus in there. If anyone ever was to write my life story, whatsoever reason there might be, he'll be there through every line of pain and glory. Jesus, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. If anyone ever was to write my life story, whatsoever reason there might be, he'll be there through every line of pain and glory. Jesus, you're the best thing that ever happened. Jesus, you're the best thing that ever happened. Jesus, you're the best thing that ever happened to me.
We're going to have some drama in the house. We're going to have our first lady get up and do a dramatic presentation. This is not part of the talent show, but she wants to be dramatic.
Me? You talking to me? Oh, honey, I'm a Southern girl. I don't play. I ride horses. I pick up crap. I move like the wind. Oh, honey, I'm a Southern girl. And if you think by any chance that you can step You think again, baby. I got this. Because once I moved from the South, I'm not looking back. I want you to know this thing for sure. This Southern girl is gonna have it going on. Wait. No, take a look one more time. I'm moving up north, and that's when I'm gonna lose my little Southern draw. Hey, baby. Yeah, it's me. Haven't seen you in a while. Oh, I know. No, don't touch the hair. I still got it going on. And if you thought you were ever going to tear down my little self-esteem, I just want you to know I'm a Southern girl and I'm always going to have it together. Thank you.
Got me sweating. I don't know. We got another contestant coming up. We have the one and only Barb Doss doing comic relief.
Yeah, I would like a cup of black coffee, please. How would you like that coffee? I would like the black coffee black. Can you put it in a cup? Yeah, just don't splash it in my face. Would you like cream or sugar with that? Is it black cream? If not, I'll take it blackety black black, filled with blackness, devoid of light. Think of the blackest thing you can imagine and double that blackness and take a black magic marker and fill in the gaps and put that into a black rocket ship and shoot it into the depths of black space and close your eyes. Get it? Black coffee. Inventions intrigue me. I was reading about the walkie-talkie, and I read it was a military invention. That surprises me. Using military stuff has strong names, you know, like Apache helicopter, Tomahawk missile, walkie-talkie. How did that slip through the system? Was a general talking to some guy? What do you have there, sir? Well, it's a communication device that's untethered, which will enable you to talk to the troops to speak effectively when they're in the field. What's it called? Walkie-talkie. Look, I'm walkie and I'm talkie. I like it. What's that explosive device? The whammy, bammy, kablammy. I met this woman. I could have swore she was pregnant. Let me tell you, I believe the rule is don't guess at that ever, ever, ever. Something like, I don't have enough evers to memorize. I said, hey, when's the baby due? You feel a word coming out, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I shouldn't have just said that. And the lady goes, what baby? Who's having a baby? And, you know, at the zoo, the pandas are having babies. I knew they were having one, just thought maybe we could talk about it. What do you know about them? Are they having babies yet? Have you ever guessed someone's wrong gender? There's no recovering from that. There's no recovering from that. You gotta move on, because you ain't wiggling out of that. Hey, excuse me, sir, ma'am. Okay, bye. Bye, human. Bye, nice person. Nice to meet you, person who's an individual. There's always say that Albert Einstein was a genius. Then how come when anyone ever calls you that, it's an insult? You don't ever know where you park the car. Good job, Einstein. I don't think we're honoring the man properly. We're using his name in vain in parking lots. You know, a couple of people's last names are based on the occupations of their ancestors. That's true. Just in my neighborhood across the street live the cooks. Right down to the left of us live the tailors. Counter corner lives the elephant dung slingers. So, I'm looking at the Pop-Tart box, and I notice they have directions on there. I give up on this species, really. They have toaster directions, which I am not making this up. The toaster directions are longer than one step. I don't know how that's possible, that the directions are longer than one step. You think it would be step one. Toast the Pop-Tart. Go ahead, toast them. It's okay. Hey, why are you still reading this? There are no more directions. Okay, one more. I have a friend who swears by food combinations. Have you heard of this nonsense? She's nuts. She's like, you know what? You should eat food combinations, and that way you can eat whatever you want. It's just a combination of how you put the food together. And then her examples are like, you wouldn't want to eat steak and potatoes together, but you could have like a lemon and raisin skins. Not the whole raisin, just take the raisins and skin them. So lemon and skin raisins.
Our last act of the evening is the one and only Darnell Booker. And he's gonna do a song from Boys to Men.
Okay, before I start, I want to thank. Let's give everybody a big hand here. There's a lot of talent in the house. All right. You can, even if you're a significant other, husband, wife, somebody gonna score tonight, all right? So it won't be me. So enjoy the music and cue it up. Here we go. Let's go. Let's work. Come on, you guys, get your husband, wife, go in and slow dance a little bit by the table, because I'm about to sing it. So my little girl, or bring you back to the 90s. Here we go. Here we go. Let's do it. Last one. Here we go now. Here we go. Close your eyes, make a wish, and blow out the candlelight. For tonight is just your night. We're gonna celebrate. All through the night, pour the wine, light the fire. Girl, your wish is my command. I will submit to your demands. I will do anything, girl, you need only ask. I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight, baby, all through the night. I'll make love to you when you want me to, and I will not let go till you tell me to.
Tonight is just your night. We're gonna celebrate all through the night. Pour the wine, light the fire. submit to your demands. I will do anything, girl, you need only. I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight, baby. All through the night, I'll make love to you when you want me to, and I will not let go till you tell me. Judges, they put their critical ears and eyes on this competition, and they came up with second place winners. Guess what? It was a tie between two second place winners. So what we're going to do is you two second place winners think up your songs and get ready to come up here and perform for 1 minute. Guess who they are? One is Rebecca Blackburn. And the second place winner is Kylie Sheldon. So get your songs in your head and get on up here and perform for 1 minute.
Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away upon the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why should I be discouraged? And why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long in heaven is home? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he will.
watches me. We have a tie for the first place winner. We have Alex and Kimberly to come up.
Alex,
Kimberly, and Kimberly. Come up. We have a tie. You guys come up.
You can never tell what's in a man's mind. And if he's from Harlem, there's no use of even trying. Just like the tide is mine, comes and goes, like much weather when he'll change. Nobody knows, nobody knows. The man I love, well, he just turned me down. He's a Harlem Brown. Oftentimes I wish that I was in this ground, 6 feet underground. But then he surprised me, leaving me a note saying he's gone, gone for good. And since my sweetie left me Harlem, well, it ain't the same old place, though a thousand dandies smile right in my face. I think I must have lost him when I went out for a while, just to drive up these mean old Harlem blues.
All right. Here's Alex Gibbon.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
We'd like to thank our team over here, our voting team over here, for their decision-making process. However, they just couldn't come up with a decision. Could not come up with a decision. So guess what? The audience is going to choose. So we're going to do it by hand clapping, all of that good stuff, and loud yays and nays and whatever. So, for second place, we have Rebecca Blackburn, and we have, what's her name? Katie Shelton. So, here we go. Katie. So, if we want Rebecca Blackburn, signify by clapping. society, Shelton, signify by clapping. Sounds unanimous, and the winner is Katie Shelton. All right, Katie, can you come up, please? And you win $50. Let's give her another hand. All in one place.
All right, there you go, young lady.
Congratulations.
Let's give her another hand. Don't spend it all in one place. Thank you.
I'll spend
it on
two.
All right. Next up. All right, okay. Now we have the winner, first place winner. Same thing's gonna apply. You guys are gonna decide. Yeah. So the judges couldn't agree, so therefore, you guys are gonna be the deciding factor. All in favor of Kimberly, signify by clapping. All right. All in favor of Alex Gillen, signify by clapping. You guys are no better than the judges.
Give up another 100 for both.
So the wise man Solomon, my uncle and my long lost relative Solomon, the wise man, you know him? Yeah. I'm going to split it. So both of you all get $50 apiece. Let's hear it for the both of you. Alex and Kimberly, make your way up. Alex and Kimberly.
Do it.
Let's give it up for Harsh Audio Productions. Yeah, they did a good job. Thank you, Tom Hart. Thank you to the judges. Thank you, everybody.